Abby and Nora and Todd to come forward. I've asked Todd to come forward because when we baptized Joel, I was asking Abby the questions on behalf of her and me, and it just felt real awkward to ask myself those questions. So Todd, our lay leader, has come to ask those, and he'll do that here in a few moments, if you would, please. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All of this is God's gift offered to us without price. Today, Nora Seal is being presented for the sacrament of baptism. I do.
We accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever form of existence.
I do.
You confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord and lead the church with Christ, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races.
I do. I will. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, do you as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ?
We do.
Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Nora Seal now before you in your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround Nora Seal with a community of love and forgiveness that she may grow in her trust of God and be found faithful in her service to others. We will pray for her that she may be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life. If you would, please join with me in the thanksgiving over the water. The Lord be with you. Let us pray together. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water, and she who receives it, to wash away her sin and clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Today we will be celebrating the sacrament of baptism by sprinkling. Sprinkling reminds us that as David and those before us were anointed and set apart for God's good work, that today Nora is also anointed and set apart for God's good work. What name is given this child?
Nora.
Okay, good. We agree. Nora Jean Seal, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit work within you that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now it is our joy to welcome our new sister in Christ. Through the baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation, and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as a member of the family of Christ. At this time, we are going to sing Child of Blessing, Child of Promise, and I'm going to walk around as a very proud father and show her off, and we'll ask you to join with us as we sing together. At this time, all of the children are invited to leave and go downstairs to the children's church. We want you here, but we want you downstairs here. Her bow is right there. Underneath, you got her.
Scripture today is from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 through 23. We have also received an inheritance in Christ. We were destined by the plan of God, who accomplishes everything according to his design. We are called to be an honor to God's glory because we were the first to hope in Christ. You too heard the word of the truth in Christ, which is the good news of your salvation. You were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit because you believed in Christ. The Holy Spirit is a down payment on your inheritance, which is applied toward our redemption as God's own people, resulting in the honor of God's glory. Since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, this is the reason that I don't stop giving thanks to God for you when I remember you in my prayers. I pray that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation that will make God known to you. I pray that the eyes of your heart will have enough light to see what is the hope of God's call, what is the richness of God's glorious inheritance among believers, And what is the overwhelming greatness of God's power that is working among us believers? This power is conferred by the energy of God's powerful strength. God's power was at work in Christ when God raised him from the dead and sat him at God's right side in the heavens, far above every ruler and authority and power and angelical power, any power that might be named not only now but in the future. God put everything under Christ's feet and made him head of everything in the church, which is his body. His body, the church, is the fullness of Christ, who fills everything in every way. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Linda. Will you join with me in prayer this morning? Gracious God, we thank you so very much for this day that you have given to us and for the opportunity we have as your people to gather together, not only to worship and to praise you, but to recognize and honor our saints, to celebrate the sacraments of holy baptism and holy communion. We thank you for the reading and the hearing of your word, and we pray that you would be with the words you have given me to speak. May they be your words and not my words. May they open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, our minds to comprehend. And may we, in the strength of the bodies you have given to us, be obedient to your call upon our life. And we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. All Saints' Day is a day of celebration. It is a day of joy. We, as those who hope in Christ, celebrate the paradox of life and death. And in death, for those who are in Christ, we know that they experience far more joy now than we can even begin to comprehend or imagine. Today, we have been blessed in the naming of our saints who have gone before us. We have been blessed by bearing witness the initiation of our newest saint through the sacrament of baptism. And in a few moments, we will have the opportunity to gather around Christ's table and recognize the fullness and the glory of his body and his blood. We, as the body of Christ, are bound to one another in every generation through the sacraments of baptism and communion. These sacraments that are before us are the covenant mystery of God. We cannot begin to fathom the fullness of them. We can only trust and know that Christ has given them to us for our edification, that we may grow in our faith and in grace. In baptism, we are initiated. We are adopted into the body of Christ, and we are adopted and initiated by God's grace alone. It is nothing we have done. Nora has done nothing to receive God's grace. God simply desires to bestow it upon her. And the same is true of each and every one of us. In Holy Communion, we are reminded of the salvation we have through the body of Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh who came and lived among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son, filled with grace and truth. As a sacramental people, then, we celebrate God's love with the great cloud of witness. And we know that as we gather here, we gather with those who have gone before. We gather and we continue to praise and manifest God's love for those who will come after us. Those who have been baptized and participated in Holy Communion, join with us. Those who will be baptized and join in Holy Communion, join with us this day. We are the fullness of the body of Christ when we worship together. We exemplify the fullness of Christ's body when we celebrate and remember our baptisms and when we participate and come around the table for Holy Communion. When we speak of the full body of Christ, it isn't enough to speak only of his physical body and blood. It falls short. When we speak of the full body of Christ, it isn't enough to speak of the church just today. When we speak of the full body of Christ, we are speaking of the baptized saints of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, praising the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Those who have prepared this table before us and those who will prepare it after us. We are speaking of those who have and will gather as we are gathering today. When we celebrate the life of a saint in our funeral services, we begin with these words. As in baptism, they put on Christ, so in Christ may they be clothed with glory. When we have a funeral in the United Methodist Church, it is a celebration of life. In the Salvation Army, they call it a promotion to glory. One who has been promoted to the heavenly realm where Christ is seated. And in that moment, we remember back to the baptism of this particular individual. We are called to remember and consider our baptism. And be reminded of our initiation, our adoption into the family of God. We are called to remember those times we have gathered around the table as a family and participated in Holy Communion. In baptism, we put Christ's fullness on with the expectation of being clothed with glory. These candles, while they are beautiful, these flames, while they are brilliant, do not yet capture the fullness of Christ. Today we celebrate the fullness of Jesus, and we do so by recognizing the fullness of his body, the now and the not yet. Those who have gone before, those of us who are here now, those of us who have yet to be here, and the heavenly realm of those who are with us. Because we know that when we come to know Jesus Christ, our everlasting life has begun. And we are celebrating and living into the celebration of eternal life even now. The body of Christ is made full only when we live our lives to the fullest, for Christ and for each other. We stand simply here as the next generation of baptized saints, following the generations who have sought after God, and hoping that the generation following us will seek God better than we have, in hopes that Christ's body will be filled to overflow. I want all of us in here today to know that we, in Christ and in his baptism, have been made saints. We are the saints. We are they. They are us. In the participation of Holy Communion, you recognize only that which Christ can give. And that is the invitation to come and to eat at his table, to come and to participate in the party that he is establishing and setting forth, and to find our fullness within him. May we allow the fullness of Christ's love for us continue to grow each and every day. May we allow our cups to overflow always. And may we nurture this love by honoring the generations past and the generations yet to come. Let us nurture this love by remembering our baptisms and giving thanks. May we nurture this love by gathering at Christ's table, knowing that we have been invited by none other than Christ alone. And we are co-heirs with him at his Father's table. And may the Holy Spirit continue to surround and envelop us in the presence and in the love of God our Father, of the saints who have gone before, and of the saints who are present and have yet to come. Gracious Heavenly Father, we are so very thankful this day for your love and your grace, for the opportunity we have to gather in your house, to attend to the sacraments of holy baptism and holy communion, to recognize our forebears, our mothers and sisters, and fathers and brothers in Christ. May we this day and always be reminded of your great salvation in Jesus Christ. May we be reminded of the great gift that has been given and is continuing to be given each and every day by your Holy Spirit. And may we continue to seek to be one with each other. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.